Welcome to episode 7 of Our Life, where we discuss our fears in different aspects. Somehow this turned into talking about anxiety and even fear of death. So enjoy listening. Welcome to our early morning show.
Hello.
I don't know whether it will be published in the morning.
Hopefully this time. We actually have a schedule.
We have a schedule.
We're working towards it, friends.
It didn't work out.
Yeah.
But welcome back to our life. Nay, are you ready to sing with the oatmeal?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
How you conduct, like,
I know. What's it called in English? The conductor. Oh, interesting. Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And on German?
Dirigent.
Ah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, today we decided to talk about fear. We don't know where this conversation is going to lead us. I think there's also different aspects on how you can see fear. But let's get into our weekly reflection.
First.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. My weekly reflection is I had last week a concert.
Oh yeah.
Cool. Oh yeah.
Was that on Thursday? I can't remember the day.
No, it was on Friday.
Friday, just 1 week ago. Okay.
And it was I wasn't on stage for a long time, so that was cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yay.
And the rest of the week it was weird. I was happy and sad so many times.
Me too.
It was so weird, but also at least I was happy, and the weeks before I wasn't happy, so level up.
Okay, yeah. I think I'm gonna do mine now, because I think or do you have yours?
I think I'm just gonna freestyle.
Okay, go ahead.
Should I go? I was hungover, no, just kidding. I didn't have too many low moments, but like somehow I can slowly feel winter depression a little bit. It's like really happy, but then like I just kind of feel a bit sad without a reason and like slow.
Strangely, I didn't love it, but now I love the winter. Why? Mm-hmm. Because there are not so many people around. And I don't know, it's always a fresh air.
Yeah, I love it too.
I know what you mean.
Like, but I get it, what you mean.
Mm-hmm. Last year I had a really hard winter, and this year it's already way better.
Okay.
And more chill.
Level up.
Yay!
Okay, so for me, honestly, I had to think so hard what I did in the last week. It's so confusing to me, like I totally forgot that there was a concert. But otherwise I felt pretty alive. Like I feel like I did a lot of things, like outside of the house, and I went to town and enjoyed that it's cold outside and the Christmas lights are on, and I had like
Christmas
morning. Oh my, I need to
go.
You went
already?
Yesterday? Or where did
I
you
went
go?
Every day.
Oh my god.
I went every day to get some Glühwein.
I need to go as we need to go as well together. Mulled wine.
Really?
Yeah.
What? Ew.
This is not a punch.
I don't know. That's one word I thought.
Mulled wine.
But we need to go together.
Oh,
I have not.
No, I want
to
say
every
something.
Day mulled wine. And it was so good because last year I had my first mulled wine.
Oh.
And
really?
We had this before the parcel concert,
and
it was really so now I love it.
Yay. Cool. And you went to the Weihnachtsdörfli or where? Different places?
And different places.
Mm. Cool.
I just every day I said I don't go to Starbucks.
That's
usually
good.
I go to Starbucks always, but now I'm saving the money for mulled wine.
Because it's also like 6 francs, right? Or how much?
Yeah, but Starbucks coffee is for me cheaper because I've
really?
Got my stew card and I got my cup, so I get it for $5.40.
That's so good.
It's like a normal Surrey coffee.
Oh, that's cool. Okay, so yeah, I just want to add, like, it's just slowly feeling, since I'm leaving for Asia in a week, it's just feeling like I'm already having, like, holiday celebrations, and I'm already trying to feel like it's Christmas, even though, you know, it actually is December. Once this episode goes up, like, on Sunday,
today,
it's
December. Still, can we acknowledge?
Okay, I
dude.
I couldn't process this yet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but going.
I still...
it's not... No.
I just said I still need to go to Christmas market with you.
Yeah.
And yeah, I can't believe it as well, but, like, I'm just preparing every single day. And yeah.
I still wanted to say that on Tuesday, Juice, Ella, and I went to Muji in Zurich. And it was really cool.
Mm-hmm. It was so overwhelming, dude. It felt like an IKEA.
Mm-hmm. It was so big.
Mm-hmm.
But not like IKEA.
That's over exaggerated, but
yeah,
I know
I've
what
just
you
been
mean.
In such small ones. Like it's
yeah.
I was this week in IKEA, so I know.
Like, I need to go to IKEA as well.
I was this week, I was last week.
I know
week,
you're
yo.
There all the time. I need
that.
To still buy a lamp.
But I noticed
mm-hmm.
oh my god, we have a Dietikon and a Dietlikon mm-hmm. here in Zurich. And then I think where is the IKEA in
Dietlikon?
No, in Dietlikon. That's the problem.
Yeah.
So the first time when I went to IKEA, I went to Dietlikon.
But that's okay because you can take a bus. There's one as well.
No, no, it's in the other direction. It's in, huh? Yeah.
Yes, yes.
I didn't know that there was an IKEA. So now I noticed to Spreitenbach. It's not that far.
Is it close as well?
And the first time where Tim and I went, sorry,
I know.
We went to Dietikon and we didn't get it that
mm-hmm.
we could just drove like 4 minutes further and there would have been an IKEA.
Mm-hmm.
No, we went 40 minutes back to the
God.
Other one. Yo.
Yeah.
So now we
it's
always
confusing.
Go to Spreitenbach.
Really? Okay. I think it depends. Like there where I used to live, it's just closer to Dietlikon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I need to go as well.
It's
next
not that
week.
Stressful in Spreitenbach.
Mm.
Because there is like Tivoli in front, I think the most
mm-hmm.
of
yeah.
like a shopping center. So I think the most.
Yeah, we. I don't know why why we did this, but sometimes we would go to Spreitenbach from Frick. I don't know why.
Probably it's the same.
I
like
think it's
to
the
Potter.
Same to. Yeah, okay. Anyways.
I don't know.
That was our IKEA talk. So, we don't really know where to start with the fear stuff.
No, I think there will be a part 1, 2, 3, 4,
uh-huh.
5, 6.
Mm-hmm.
Angie.
So. 11, oh. 11, honey. So, I guess I could start because I've just been really thinking about fear. And like 2 weeks ago, I had this conversation with, I think, Ella about how I see fear today. And, like, it's weird because I realized as kids, it was such a different thing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like as kids, it was just like, okay, what are you afraid of? Spiders, clowns in the darkness.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm afraid of sharks, you know? And somehow when you grow up, you just realize that fear isn't just this thing, but it's, like, appearing over and over in all the aspects of your life, and it's more a feeling. Do
it's
you see it the same?
It's not that visible
yeah.
anymore. Or,
mm-hmm.
or you... notice it's not
yeah
mm-hmm.
and
except dogs I'm scared of dogs
mm-hmm.
Okay.
No I think it's really like it could be anything
yeah.
but I think as children I as a kid I just had this picture like oh okay so this is fear you know
mm-hmm.
being afraid of
mm-hmm.
dark and stuff like
mm-hmm.
that
oh, interesting yeah
and then today I don't know I just realized that it was just always this thing that would want to hold me back from the things that are like unknown and uncomfortable, you know, not necessarily scary. Cause I mean, what is like, you know, there's like horror movies that defines one way of scary, but it's just like something that like this feeling that would always come up for the things that I didn't know. And somehow I just realized that when I just define for myself in my life that I really want to always keep growing. And somehow, like, fear was just in between that. It was always in front of the things that I, like, that would help me grow most. So now I just try to look at it as something that, like, when I'm afraid of something, it's showing me that I'm going to grow so much after doing
mm.
it. So it's like an indicator for me, much more than just something that's going to stop me. Like, I just look, like, I still feel fear like everyone else, but I just look at it as something else than, you know, walk away from it. I rather just like walk into it, you know, somehow. And I just like see the potential, and always when there's something that like scares me, I'm like, oh shit, now I need to do this, you know, so I can like conquer it and like grow.
That's cool.
That's somehow
how I do this.
It makes sense.
I'm still working on it, you know, and it's still like, I'm sometimes like, okay, I'm scared of that, just gonna forget about it, you know. But I really try to go in those directions, because until now it has really just always proven itself, you know, that it was kind of the right thing to do. And sometimes when I feel like everything is so comfortable and I'm not scared of anything, I know like I need to find something new, or I need to go in a direction or take a new step into something that feels fucking scary or feels like something I couldn't do. And then I feel like that's like just helping me to make progress.
There's like this quote. I mean, I don't have the exact quote from the book, The 5 a.m. Club, where he says something like, you should walk right into the things that scare you most to take away the power that they have over you. Like, if you're scared of something, then it just has power over you. And like, I can feel that if I'm scared of something. So if you walk straight into it, it's like you walk into a dark corner and put on the light switch and you don't have to be afraid of it anymore. I like that image.
And how do you look at fear? Or what's the thing you want to talk about today?
I didn't realize how deep this will be.
Yeah, you can bring it. You can. It doesn't have to be that deep anymore.
Yeah, no, I don't know. I guess this topic is a bit deep because it's individual. Everybody goes through something else, and at the same time, it's kind of, you can relate so much to the feeling, mostly. And yeah, I think I used to not have that many fears, but in the past few months, years, I added some. Like, I'm just scared of leaving the house already, and it got so intense lately, and I don't know from where it came or something. I mean, I was always a bit like, I didn't like to go to the cashier or something. I didn't like to talk like fast, but I was always open to people. I was always having good conversation with random people, and I'm still good at getting to know people, but if somebody just knows me on the street and speaks with me, I will be like awkward, because I can't have these
spontaneous
talks. It stresses me out. I'm sweating, I'm getting hot, it's so hard for me. And I don't know from where it came, it just came.
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, I think it's probably different things. And that's like the most, it's so interesting to me, because I've experienced that as well. But, and I'm also not exactly sure how I don't experience it anymore. But for me, it's like, I don't feel that way anymore that much. And then for you, you didn't have it. I know, right?
So hard.
It's interesting how it like comes and goes. Yeah. So I really have hope for you that it's going to, because you're going to grow out of it.
That's interesting, because this week I had again fun to go out. So yeah. But now again not.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. It can be one person, and then I'm again out of balance, and then I just don't want to go out anymore.
And I occasionally still get those days where legit like any small thing influences me so much, like when I go out of the house and there's like this small like one person just like pushing me or something. I mean, that happens all the time in the city, and I'm just like, so I feel like a small little scared mouse, you know, yeah. and so scared of
sometimes
everything.
Sometimes I feel, yeah, sorry.
Yeah, and everything just would disrupt me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No, sometimes I feel like, yeah, nobody can mm-hmm. hurt me. Yeah, yeah.
mm-hmm.
And then I'm again, you know, I have to fight against my tears when mm-hmm. I'm in a public space or something. It's just,
mm-hmm.
and then you feel like you're over dramatic. I feel a lot of times like this because it's like, you know, even though a lot of people go through this, but
mm-hmm.
you don't feel it because there are
yeah.
still a lot of people going out. And sometimes if you describe it and you have the feeling people don't understand it, it's like a bit...
You just feel isolated, I guess. You know, you
yeah.
just feel like no one understands
you.
You
feel a bit alone, I
mm-hmm,
guess.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah.
I think also, especially maybe in the situations, like in the city, everyone who lives here for a while, I think a lot of people are so used to people that they don't feel like it. But then they also don't really have that compassion anymore for people who do feel like that.
Mm-hmm.
And they just become insensitive because that's just how you can deal with the city better, you know, and
mm-hmm.
just with all these people better. Yeah, but I totally know how that felt. And
mm-hmm.
I used to, Nay, do you remember when I felt like that sometimes?
I mean, I just know that one time you asked me if I could come to the city with you.
Uh-huh.
To Lululemon or something,
uh-huh.
and I was like, no, I don't feel like it. And then you said that you couldn't go, and like, you never told me anything about like your anxiety or whatever. And I had no idea what you're talking about. I'm
uh-huh.
like, how? Why can't you just go? Like,
mm-hmm.
I don't understand.
Yeah, and I would just feel like, so I just could not handle that. Like, I was just like, okay, then I'm not gonna go. Like, I could not do anything by myself. Or when I would meet people and they would be too late, I would be so, like, I would just, like, be there in the park waiting for someone and, like, crying because I was so stressed out by just being alone, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know, I don't know how to describe it, but it was a lot of those things. Like, it just felt, you just feel so vulnerable outside of your own home because you feel like everything is going to influence you so much,
mm-hmm.
or and
but also inside your home,
mm-hmm.
you're like, whoa, why can't I find the courage to go
mm-hmm.
out? Because I'm always at the door, but
mm-hmm.
I can't get out sometimes. It's so weird. I can't describe why,
mm-hmm.
but it's just this one step is taking so much energy.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I've never had that, I think, to, like, fear to go out of the house. Like, I've always been so comfortable to just, bye, guys, and then, like, walk
mm-hmm.
around or, like, go somewhere. Or, like, I went to Australia. I was like, okay, I'm going.
Mm-hmm.
Like, stuff like that never influenced me at all. Just felt so safe and secure walking out in the world.
But do you sometimes have, like, situations that you know that are going to be uncomfortable? For example, for me, going to the skate park, I think right now I'm pretty okay with it, but in
mm-hmm.
the past I would be so scared to go there, and that's like where I would still feel the feeling like I would
mm-hmm.
not want to. I want to go to the skate park, but like something is stopping me from going, like I'm not even
mm-hmm.
going to leave the house to do
mm-hmm.
it. Do you still have situations like that where
mm-hmm.
you feel, or for example, if you need to go to the doctor or something, because that's just how I used to feel for everything.
Mm, oh, yeah. Like, I'm supposed to go to the doctor for a long time, but I'm not motivated because you have to wait 3 hours. So I, like, don't go.
That's not the same.
Okay.
Yeah,
well, okay. One
but the doctor is also an appointment.
Mm-hmm.
I don't miss appointments.
Yeah.
Like, when I'm not that bad at this.
Yeah, but I'm just talking about like.
Yeah, I get what you mean. But
mm-hmm. I mean, like, yeah, but like before going to the skate park,
mm-hmm.
used to stress me a little bit,
mm-hmm.
but like, I just
was
couldn't
there,
let
would
it
there
stress
be something
me.
Something that would stop. Like, is there anything that because you were afraid it
mm-hmm.
stopped you from doing it? That's just
yeah, so
that
many
it stops
things.
Us, you know.
Mhm. So many things. Well, you guys touched like on social anxiety a little bit already, and I have to say that for most of my life I had a lot of social anxiety, and just talking to anyone I didn't know was so hard. Like, my palms would get so sweaty, and I just couldn't talk. I don't know why. Like, I just felt every word that I would say would be so charged and stuff like that. And the way, like, I moved my face, I was just so, like, focused on myself while talking to people and stuff. It was really weird. And also just going up to people I don't know and talking with them, like, at school, things like that was really hard. Or even people I knew, like,
yeah,
sorry.
No.
For example, in my last school, I would just always eat lunch alone because I just felt really conscious about eating in front of people and, like, talking to people while eating and stuff like that. I have, like, weird things like that. So I would just always eat alone.
Mm-hmm. See, but I was really good at this.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't have problems. I don't have problems when I'm, like, in a, how you say it?
In a social situation or with a lot of people?
No, when you're, like, in a group.
It
could be a class, it could be, I don't know, I used to go often to these holiday clubs or something. I was really good there to make friends, I don't know, long term, short. I was really good at starting conversation there, but yeah, strangers,
see,
hell no.
That's like where
strangers
yeah,
on the
yeah,
street
yeah.
or something.
For me, like, exactly things like those holiday clubs or whatever, that was like the hardest for me. We have like Sheila,
yeah, but
Lockett,
I understand
right?
that.
And I just didn't want to go because I was like too scared of like the people and talking to people and stuff.
Yeah,
but Sheila is also other. the world, man. I was always confused because I didn't recognize them anymore without the helmet.
That's true, though.
Yeah, and you know, I mean, no. I don't know whether I should say that, but how many tall black girls will you find at the holiday place? Mm-hmm. So they recognize me, but I didn't recognize them.
That's okay.
Yeah, I guess. So weird.
But I think something that just popped into my head was this weird, I don't know, I just think primary school is just so weird, like how kids behave. And I don't know, I think I'm not traumatized, but it has just stayed with me that kids are just so, I don't know, they're so brutal and they're so judgmental and so honest, I think. And there would be so many different groups in our school, and they would always try to isolate people and distinguish between, I don't know, if you're cool or not, and that, I mean, that definitely also, like,
but
something on you or
I think this wasn't it didn't like it was more just hurting and I don't know, I was just sad about that, but it wasn't like I was scared of them or scared of others or something, but I was just broken, but not like I went to the farmhouse and help there. I'm such a land girl, a country girl.
I think I can say, for me, it just made me think that everyone is like that. And even like as I grew older and in like high school and stuff like that, I always thought that people would be so judgmental and so like in their own group and didn't want to let people in. Which totally is not true. I mean, it still existed. Like, I totally saw those people who just did not want to, like, open up their group and be friends with you. But that was, like, the minority, and people are a lot more open than I thought. So somehow that just, like, stayed with me, and I always expected people to be less open than they actually were. And I was just scared of people in general. But somehow, over the course of the years, I just somehow got more comfortable with it and talked to more people and became more open.
And I just, I don't know, it just became less worse, or it just became better, mm-hmm. as I just, I think a big role though was also just my confidence.
The best.
Jamba and me judging my matcha.
We are obsessed with matcha tea, yeah. So yeah.
I think a big change for me was, as I said, in those mm-hmm. years, that the reason I got better was like I just became more comfortable with who I was and got more confidence in myself. So I felt I didn't need anyone around me, but I could approach people. And I never felt like I could approach people in the past.
Mm-hmm.
And I always felt like they would hurt me, you know, and I just didn't trust anyone. I still don't trust a lot of people. But yeah, I just got less scared with the more confidence I had mm-hmm. in myself. And the more I knew that I was my own friend, you know, even if I would feel that people don't really want to talk with me, I would just be like, well, fuck them, you know,
mm-hmm.
in my head. And I would just not let that influence me. And in the past, I would just like, be too scared to even, you know, talk to them because I thought mm-hmm. I would lose something. But I mean, I'm the one like choosing what I lose or, you know, how I react to things.
Mm-hmm.
Hope that was clear enough.
Today, I almost have no social anxiety anymore. I don't really know how that happened. Like, I'm so okay with talking to, like, anyone, like, on the street. Maybe not, like, super weird, scary people, but, like, most people on the street or, like, in a tram, if someone asks me about something
mm-hmm.
or, like, helps, ask me to help them or something, I'm like, yeah, totally. Or at a party, I'm, like, okay with just approaching people and talking with them
mm-hmm.
and, like, asking them about things. I mean, okay, there are, like, yeah. some moods. Like, sometimes I'm really in a mood. I'm like, I want to talk to everyone. And sometimes I'm like, I just want to chill in the corner today. But I think, like, one of the things that helped me most was my friend Ella, or our friend Ella. And she's my best friend, and I spent a lot of time with her, and we also traveled together and stuff. And just seeing her interact with people so, like, lightheartedly and easily, I kind of like learned a lot from her and
mm-hmm.
kind of saw like another way to approach people.
Mm-hmm.
True.
And that was so nice.
Because
and
Ella is really good at this.
She's
stuff.
So good with like people and
yeah,
stuff
yeah.
like that.
She's really good at the.
Mm-hmm.
And I always go to her if I want to learn something. Like we actually. Oh, I remember she wanted to. Teach me how to drive in the city because I'm scared of that.
Oh.
But now it's a bit cold for that.
You mean
mm.
for driving bike?
Yeah.
Oh, that's yeah. something, dude, that's really kind of scary.
Yeah.
I've never really been like in the town
mm.
with my bike.
Yo, I was always at the countryside.
It's just crazy.
And it was like, yeah. I was always like tying my shoes on my bike and all the stuff, and here it's like they're coming from everywhere, these bikes.
Mm-hmm.
But I love that also because it shows that we are a bit a bike city.
A little bit, yeah, I would say so. Mm-hmm.
But also, I think there's a difference, I guess, between feeling scared to, or you know, scared when you're for example, let's take the tram situation. Now like I used to be scared of like people talking to me because I just felt really uncomfortable
mm-hmm.
and I felt like unprepared, like as you, this thing you described before.
Yeah, me now.
Yeah.
I just want to say,
and I think these days it's not that like I really could just ignore them and I really don't give a fuck if someone approaches me
mm-hmm.
but I just don't enjoy it at all. You know, I think, for example, I think Nay kind of likes interacting with strangers.
Mm-hmm.
I, like, my personality, I just really...
You
just
and I are
just
always at the side.
Know,
we're like, she can do that, but we are not.
I know, I just don't enjoy it. And also at parties, like, I'm just not the person to look. I don't know, I just don't like it so much. I prefer,
I'm good there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm good
yeah.
there.
See, I think everyone is so individual. Like, I'm just in a lot of aspects.
At parties, I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
Because, okay, liquor helps.
I think when I'm a bit drunk, like, I'm probably more open. But I think just personally, I just a lot of times would just rather keep to myself and have a small friend scattering and everything, because I'm not good at making deep connections on the spot. I think that's anyways really hard, but I don't really see the point in like small talk and stuff. I mean, not that you guys are doing it and that it's not good. I don't enjoy it at all.
See, I love small talk. I just enjoy that. It's just
I feel like you got better with the influence
too.
From Ella, probably, or she helped you. But now you got better, and you're really good at it. And with you, I also sometimes enjoy it, to
small
have small
talk.
Talks with other people. But alone, I wouldn't do that.
But like, I'm also really awkward, but I accommodate awkwardness. I like awkwardness.
Yeah, awkwardness is totally fine. Like, I feel like I can handle these situations now. It's just from myself, I wouldn't, like, I don't approach situations like this a lot. You know what I mean? I just rather stay to myself, and I'm honestly rather the person that people think, like, I would rather have people think I'm weird and just closed off than, you know, be a fake me, because, like, naturally I'm not that, you know, talkative person that just opens up right away.
I wouldn't say me either, but I just like, it's like, there's so, like, as I said, really moods. Like, sometimes I just want to talk to everyone in the room, and sometimes I'm like, I can't talk to anyone right now.
I think it's anyways, you know. It
depends on so many different things.
Anyways.
Yeah.
But you know what also, that's a bit more an annoying thing. When people don't notice that you don't want to talk.
Oh, that's like,
it's
like, I mean,
I'm feeling so insecure right now. Can't you see it in my face?
Because
I'm not good at hiding stuff when I'm like uncomfortable or I'm not in
that's
a good,
good
mood.
You don't need to hide it.
I mean, you guys already lived it through. I can't hide it. It's just like there. And yeah, I'm always, why don't people notice that?
Yeah, I think a lot of times also people, you know, I mean, it's not that we're the only people uncomfortable. Like, not everyone is the greatest in speaking, you know, and probably people are also excited and then they don't think about it.
I don't know. I have the feeling I have a good sense for that, when people want to talk or not, and then it will be either a longer conversation or not that long.
Yeah, I think some people just don't notice it so much.
Yeah, that's okay.
Yeah, but see, then I'm just a person to like say like, okay, I'm gonna go talk to someone else. Like, I just hate talking to people if I don't enjoy it. Like,
If they don't enjoy it and you notice it,
you can feel it. I mean, you know, obviously
you can feel it so hard.
You know when someone's enjoying it, and then obviously you're gonna enjoy it. Like, it's a mutual feeling. It's not just, if it's just from one side, you know. Just rather say that you're just gonna talk to someone else or something.
But also don't say, you're not in a good mood, I'm going over, because that's so, so annoying.
Yeah.
I had this sometimes, and I was like,
really?
Yeah, and I was like, yeah, now I'm not in a better mood. You know? And sometimes it wasn't true, so.
I've never really heard that. I don't know. I'm a lot of times just a person standing by the snacks.
Same.
Just eating and walking around.
True. Snacks and.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Or yeah, like at your concert.
Yeah,
State of it. We stayed a bit after a concert because it was like the small club. And it was
so random. It was like acoustic concert, calming, and then they were like, okay, and now we have a hip-hop.
A hip-hop concert. And they were like setting up.
That's really funny.
It was cool. And then,
we took so many pictures.
We took so many pictures. So random pictures. I don't look in any good. It was like,
I don't think I always just post like ratchet. It doesn't matter. I think it's fun pictures anyways. You know?
I like them.
By going maybe returning a bit back to fear, I still wanted to mention like the things I'm currently afraid of. And I think I took notes, but I just realized that I kind of want to be in control of what I'm scared of.
Like, is that good or bad?
I don't know. I'm just trying to define my, fears so I can like work on them. Because as I said, I like to see it as something, you know, that rather than walking away from it, I really try to walk towards it. So, for example, I'm afraid of regret and, you know, not fulfilling my potential in some ways. I'm afraid of, like, not living mindfully and just, you know, living mindless, where I just disconnect and just, like, try to get through the days and, like, distract myself from the present moment, which still happens a lot. But as I said, yeah, I think those are the things I like to define, but exactly those are the ones I can, you know, turn into something that I can actually do, you know. I can work on the things that I don't want to regret and exactly do those things that I feel like if I don't do them, I am going to regret. Or if I feel like I'm not, like, really expressing my full potential in something, I want to work on that as well. I don't know. How do you both look at the things you're afraid of? Do you think you're just going to live on and continue and hope to grow in a way that the fear, you know, gets less? Or do you have things, do you feel like, because I think there's definitely things, you know, that we are all afraid of that you cannot change. Like, I can't, like, that's why I also don't really try to be so afraid of them, like death and, you know, factors and, I don't know, circumstances that you can't control. I really try not to think about them in a fearful way because you can't do anything, you know. Obviously you can, you know, make the risk a bit smaller, but I really try not to see them as some, like, fear.
Okay, so I'm not really afraid of death because I did this a while ago, but I made, like, a decision. Okay, so I was talking about why I'm not afraid of death. And that's because I try to live every moment or as many moments of my life doing things I really want to do. Like, I just am secure in what I'm doing, or I try to be secure in what I'm doing, so I don't feel like I'm missing out. I'm like, this is exactly what I want to do right now.
Yeah, same.
And so for me, it's like, if I was to die now or today or whenever, I would be okay with it because I just did exactly what I wanted to do. And I can't really help or control anything beyond that point. And also, I've done so many things already that I wanted to do. And I'm just, like, really satisfied with my life, I think. And that, so I would be okay if I were to die. Yes.
I think that's a good mindset, and I think we're definitely going to have a part two and three about this topic, you know, maybe a bit more into that direction.
I want to talk more about, like, anxiety and stuff, because that's been a big part of my life.
Yeah, same.
But next time.
Yes, so thank you so much for listening up to now. Let's get into our weekly reflection, and you're definitely going to hear more.
We have to have
our weekly inspiration. You're definitely going to hear more on this topic. So I'm going to start because it really relates to what Nate just said. I do have a similar mindset, and the thing that inspired me this week is a book I'm reading right now. I've mentioned it, I think, in a video, but it's Essentialism by Greg McKeown, and it just talks about, you know, reevaluating everything in your life and exploring what is most essential. And especially as I'm decluttering my whole room and going through my things again, I'm very inspired to only keep what is essential and only do what is essential in my life. And I love the concept of minimalism and essentialism. So yeah, that really inspires me to be very mindful about what I keep and what I choose, and so I can live a life with as little regret as possible.
Yeah, I did that too, the cluttering and all the stuff.
And now I have a new cover.
Yay, it's so cute.
It's so cool. Nay saw it already.
I saw it on Instagram.
Yeah, I'm really proud of it because I had a big cover and I didn't really use it so much. I had to declutter and everything.
It wasn't so efficient, I think.
No, yeah. But now, since I have more space and all, I felt like I could just bring out all the production things, mm-hmm. like mic and all, and it wouldn't be so stuffy.
Mm-hmm.
And now I have, could build a little studio. Boxes are on the way. So cool. Fucking expensive. But yeah,
you mean the speakers?
Yeah.
Oh, yay.
Oh, they were. I will tell you.
I can imagine.
No, but it was, I think I needed to do that now, just invest,
mm-hmm.
because I always did it like a bit half,
mm-hmm.
and now I'm just doing it full. I did every day, multiple hours I was working on it, and it was just a real cool feeling because it was just, I put time into it the first time, like conscious.
Yes.
And now I'm just waking every day up, looking at my favorite producers and just watching their videos. Some have like tips and all the stuff. This is my getting up motivation. And then I just go and listen the whole day to music, which inspires me. And then I do my own stuff.
Yay, I love that. Now you have a home studio. You're really building your home studio.
Pretty.
Yay.
Because I'm stalking these students. You know, I'm living opposite of a school, so I'm just stalking them. And while I'm doing music, I'm like, yo, have fun.
I love that.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, I forgot to think about my own weekly inspirations. Well, I'm just like
my concert.
Oh yeah, Shamba's concert. Anyway, I love that.
Oh, I also met
my friend. Was not my concert. Sorry, I just want to say that
it was really good. Everything was great.
Oh my
everyone
god,
was
yeah,
great.
Of course. Our friend Toby Jansen. Everyone check him out on Instagram, and he's gonna drop some amazing music really soon. Oh. He's so good. That was really, really inspirational. And he has a person anyway. He's so cool. He's always
doing his own thing. He's so funny.
He's so funny. He's just the sweetest person ever.
Mm-hmm.
Him. And then I also met my friend Misha, or our friend Misha.
No.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh,
before the concert.
So
he's such a cool person. So sweet. And we talked for so long, and we like noticed how many things we have in common.
Mm-hmm.
And he just produced a show with his friend, and I was like, what the fuck, like that's so inspirational.
He's so cool.
So
he just
so cool.
Does his stuff,
he just,
you know.
Yeah, we just he's talked about doing it.
He was just
it
like
hard.
Yo, I have to be careful to not do so many things, and I was like, I don't know what I'm doing. This was our conversation. He also has a podcast in Swiss German, Kaffee Kränzli.
Everyone, if you're from Switzerland, check out his podcast.
Oh no, he has some English.
Oh, he also episodes. They also have English episodes.
Coffee Ransley.
We're gonna write it in the description.
Yes.
Yes. But one thing I do every day, it's like my new Instagram, is I go on Behance.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a platform for designers, illustrators, artists to share their work. And it's just so incredible to see how you can use programs like Photoshop and Illustrator and work together as a team and make projects come alive. And sometimes they write about how they made it, they like talk about behind the scenes, and it's so inspiring to me to see what you can do in the art world. That's really inspiring to me.
Cool. Okay, so we're gonna wrap it up. Thank you for listening.
Yeah.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.